Hello, it is me from the EAEM podcast. I just want to bring your attention to thegoodmoodco.com and say goodbye to feeling drained. Recover energy, restore focus, and boost body and mind performance naturally. Millions of us currently live a fast-paced 21st century lifestyle, struggling daily with sleep, stress, and feeling sluggish. Modern living takes a toll, especially as we live, work, and play in heavy polluted environments. These stresses have been shown to interfere with the body's natural functions, declining our health and well-being, leaving us feeling drained. The Good Mood Co. combats feeling sluggish with a high-quality, affordable supplement pack. These packs are especially useful to those who lead busy, tiring lifestyles, including career-driven individuals, exhausted parents, and socially active partygoers. Just 3 capsules a day work to boost overall body function, taking a sleep, gut, and brain health approach to wellness. Containing 36 plant-based ingredients, a daily dose offers much more than a typical diet and store-bought multivitamins. We need long-term solutions, not quick fixes, and focusing on within is a great place to start. So go check out the website, www.thegoodmoodco.com. Instagram, here, the number 4, Good Mood. Facebook, here, the number 4, Good Mood. And LinkedIn, The Good Mood Co. Now, I've been taking this for 5 days, and I have to say that they've made me feel 10 times better. I really have no idea how it works, but it's been absolutely amazing. The sleep one has definitely helped me get better sleep. The morning one has definitely made me feel more focused, and the brain one is definitely... It's definitely helped, so I'm going to be ordering more recently, so go and check these people out. If you enter in the code EAEN at checkout, you will get 10% off over orders over $14.99, and that even includes subscriptions, so go and check them out, please. Thank you. Hello, you beautiful people. Here we are again. Episode 62, on the 19th of the 8th, 2021. I again have had a really busy day of swimming because I can't go running. I really need to check out. Well, I actually did. I phoned up the doctor today to then be told that I was no longer in that catchment area, which I was like, great. And then I got told that I needed to go and register with another doctor, which I have. I went and handed in my forms, and I told the receptionist about what had been happening, the fact that I had a sore pelvis and that I wanted to hopefully see a doctor. And she was like, well, it normally takes about 2 days for your application form to get done. And I was like, alright, okay, no problem. And then she actually gave me a phone like about 10 minutes later, being like, oh, I've actually done your application form, so you'll now be able to go online and book an appointment, just say what's wrong with you, and then hopefully the doctor will get back to you tomorrow. I was like, thank you very much, you absolute star. So it does pay to be nice to people, because if you're nice and friendly with people, then as I've shown there, they go out their way to help you, which I really couldn't believe. But yeah, this morning I went swimming because I couldn't go running and I needed to do something. So I booked myself into West Hill swimming pool again. And went swimming, but yeah, my pelvis is definitely really, really sore. I have no idea what's wrong with it, no idea, but the swimming even was making it sore as well, so I need to be speaking to a doctor basically and find out what's wrong. I've also asked to be put through to physio as well, so I can I can see what's happening, see if there's much exercises or anything along those type of lines that I can do to help it out. But yeah, it's a bit worrying because I've had the back operation as well, so I'm starting to think have I completely done something there that's messed it up again? Am I gonna need to go in for an operation or all that sort of stuff? So I really need to watch what I'm doing. And then hopefully, if I watch, I'll hopefully be able to get back out and start running again. I hope this isn't my running career completely over and done with, because that would be really gutting. I definitely don't want that to happen. Because yeah, I don't know what I would do. Sometimes I like food too much, so the fact that I eat the wrong type of food, but then at least I've got the running there to fall back on, so that you don't feel so bad about eating that type of food. But then if I don't have the running, then I'm definitely gonna need to watch my diet and what I'm eating. So yeah, that is quite worrying. I also booked a dentist appointment as well, and I bloody hate the dentist. I've totally got like a it's not like a fear, but it is like a fear. I just don't like the dentist. You see that like drill sound that they make, and yeah, it's just horrible. But through the lockdown, I was eating a bit of toffee, and my filling came out right at the back. There's a hole going into my gum basically. And yeah, I'm glad that I've got it done, because the pain is something else. Like, you see, when I drink cold water and it goes down that hole, it sends like the whole nervous system basically around my teeth. It just totally stands on end. It is absolute agony. So it'll be good to get that over and done with, to get that sorted. But yeah, the fear of going to the dentist and getting work done in your teeth, just like, well, I know. Hopefully I'm not gonna find out that I need to go back and get more fillings or anything like that. So this is why you brush your teeth, people, so you don't end up with pains and fillings and all that kind of crap like I have. That was me being an adult today, going swimming. And then also I was at sea fine today as well. I got that interview done. Well, I mean, it wasn't even an interview, it was just she told me what sea fine do, and they're absolutely massive company, to be quite honest. They're like a massive help around Aberdeen and the northeast of Scotland, and if it, like, I mean, if heaven forbid you need to use food banks, but if you do, then it's probably coming from Sea Fine themselves. And yeah, just a massive operation. So I am starting there next week. On Monday, I'm going in and doing some answering the phones for Monday and Thursday. I've got it all written down in my calendar. So I've got that. And then I think they're looking for drivers though, which is great, because that's the type of job that I enjoy doing. I think she quite enjoyed, well, quite liked hearing the fact that I had driven all over the northeast of Scotland, and I'd done driving jobs before, delivery jobs, and with my previous job, I was driving as well, so I think that they like that. So sorry, and then yeah, she introduced me to her boss, I think, because she's going to be on holiday next week. So when she told him that I'd be looking at driving, he was like, "Oh, that's great, that's what we're looking for." And they've got loads of volunteers, it's absolutely mental. Loads of volunteers who have came in to help, and she said that if anything was going in with the company, then the volunteers know first. So that'll be interesting. So if there is job opportunities going there, they're also going to be doing like a cooking thing where they do like the sandwiches for kids, because when they're at school they get the free school meals, but then when school breaks up for the summer, then they might not be getting any food whatsoever. So they did like sandwiches, and over the October holidays, then they do like pizza or sausage rolls or like hot food that they can take and cook, and then they give them out soup and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, so that was really interesting as well. They do, not them personally, but they do something that if people are struggling with like filling out the benefit forms and all that, then they've got like a group of people who would help people there. So I said that I was interested in that. I said I was interested in answering the phones, driving, working in the pantry, working in the warehouse. So there, yeah, I just completely offered my services. Basically, I was like, "Look, I'm keen to do anything." And that's it. I like helping people, so being able to get stuck in with something for the community would be absolutely amazing. I asked her where they got their money from. So she said, I asked if they got their money from the fruit, but she was just like, "No, we buy that like wholesale, and then we distribute it out for like a little bit extra, but no, like the fruit's basically not." And she's like, "We normally do it with through." Fundraising, companies give massive donations as well to them, so they're all about like donating and getting donations and fundraising. And I think that they were saying that they were just a way to go up, like walk up a hill for fundraising as well. Got me thinking that I would quite happily go and do like a cold water swim, and I would fundraise for that. So yeah, it was really, really interesting actually. It was really interesting being able to go in and see what they'd done properly. And yeah, it was just a really nice experience actually, and it seems like everyone who's there is really friendly and helpful. We met another woman who'd done, she used to do like the stuff down in Seaton. Like Seaton Community Hall. So they were like, "Oh, do you know her?" Because I stayed down in Seaton, and I was like, "Well, no, originally I come from like the Peterhead area." So they were like, "All right, okay, so you won't know any of her." And I was like, no, not at all." But yeah, she was saying that if it wasn't for the volunteers, then the place just wouldn't have, it wouldn't work. They wouldn't be able to go forward, basically. So I'm really looking forward to getting out the flat for one thing, being able to do something like that, but then the helping people is just, I find I want to have that job satisfaction, even though I'm not getting paid for it, but knowing that I'm out there helping other people and people who really need it, like that's what they were saying, that they said that before COVID happened, they would just have people coming down grabbing food packages. But then once COVID happened, they needed to completely change their operations because they had people coming down and there was no social distancing or anything like that. So they needed to completely change that. So it came into like a more phone line thing. And then I think they were out delivering stuff to people in and around Aberdeen and certain other areas, but she said that they've now had to, like, they've now stopped that. Like, they'll, what was it she was saying again? That they're now trying to do like phone-in, like they'll do like you get a time slot, basically you phone up, get a time slot, and then you can come and pick up the package. They've also got like another thing as well where you go in, I think you pay £2.50, and then you get the choice of picking like 10 items from like a pantry type area, and they've got like baby food and but that's not just like your tinned food. They've also got like some frozen stuff and some chilled stuff as well. So it was a really good to see actually. And she actually said as well that the volunteers they get to pick some stuff as well. Like if they want to do their shopping there as well, like they can quite easily pick 10 things for the £2.50. So I mean that's a massive help as well. So. And yeah, as I said, hopefully something like job worthy will hopefully come from it. I mean, even if it's not going to come from it, then at least it's just experience, and at least it's something that I'm going to be able to get out of the flat and just go and do, just go and get sorted before I find myself a job, basically. So I've been having a look at work as well. I need to keep up on that front, try and get myself a job, but until that happens, then at least I've got something that I can fall back on, which is keeping me busy, and I'm not just sitting around in the flat. Not like I was sitting around in the flat, to be quite honest. Like I don't really like doing that. I was more out and about doing stuff, which I enjoy, but yeah, just having that human interaction basically, isn't it? And if I can help people, then I'm more than happy to offer up my services to help people who actually need the help in and around the community. I think it's absolutely fantastic. And then after that, I was up seeing my friend who I used to work with. I was helping him sort some stuff out because he's starting up his dog walking business out of West Hill. So I think he had got like a whole load of stuff that needed to go to the skip. So I went and helped him with that, which was pretty good. It was pretty good getting to catch up with him. And his little girl as well, cute. She's 2 and a bit now, so she's like learning to talk just now, which is really cute. So she's got quite a few words. So yeah, that was really nice seeing that, being able to see her and to spend some time with them was absolutely amazing. Let's have a look actually, because I want to see if there's more about Seafine that I can give you some information about. Because I think it's an absolutely fantastic thing. You might have noticed as well that my job advert, not my job advert, the sponsor advert is completely changed, and that is because I listened to some feedback from the beautiful lady in my life. And yeah, she had pointed out some things to myself, so I went and changed that today. So hopefully it's a bit better rather than me just jumping straight into it. Yeah, she actually said that the website wasn't that great because there's a lot of things that are now not even on the website anymore. Like the volunteering bit wasn't there anymore. Well, the volunteering bit was there, but a lot of the things that is on the website is no longer available because of the whole COVID thing. But she said that They were trying to get it sorted, but the lady who was doing the market and stuff like that then, she had actually left, so they've never actually got around to being able to sort out the website. So if you know anybody who's looking to volunteer who can help set up a website, then give me a shout, because I think they're definitely needing it to get some more, to get it updated into what it's looking like now. But yeah, it'll be really, really interesting to get into that. Really interesting. What else has been happening today? Just the swimming, basically. Went swimming, and yeah, like that's basically been it. My little junior, he started back at nursery today. They've got that new nursery time. He's now 1 until 6, so I get him properly. He stays over at mine tomorrow, so I'm really looking forward to being able to catch up and spend time with him. It'll be good. I spoke to him this afternoon, just after he was finished, about 6:30. But I got told that he was going to be getting supper, but then, or dinner, as I would call it. He calls it supper. But he was saying that they didn't. They just got like a cheese sandwich. So I'm definitely going to need to get something cooked up for him for when he finishes. But it's going to be mental, because I'm not going to really get to spend that much time with him, because it's going to be, he's going to get here, he's going to have some food, and then he's just going to be having a bath, and then we'll play a couple of board games, and then I'll be putting him to bed, which is going to be mental. But it is my weekend with him, so it'll be good to spend the weekend with him as well, and get some time spent with him. Hopefully, myself and Jason are going to be watching the football on Saturday as well. But if not, then that's all right as well. It's just something to do, isn't it? A bit of a change. And then tomorrow, I've got my whole day off, basically, because I don't need to pick up little Junior until 6 o'clock at night. So I was thinking I might get out with the GoPro, go and film some stuff. My videos on TikTok seem to be getting better views of the traveling ones with that I've done with the GoPro. If you haven't seen it yet, I do have them up on my TikTok, and I've also got like an extended version of just the three videos that I put up onto TikTok, actually made into one, and that is on my YouTube channel, and that is Ian appreciates the small things. Just a second, though, I better go and check this out before I'm giving you the wrong name. Let's have a look. Joyce, see if I can do this without it cutting off. Yeah, so it's Ian appreciates the small things, and that's Ian IAIN, and then appreciates the small things. I've got a few videos on there if you want to go and check them out. That would be much, much, much appreciated. Would be good if I could start getting my YouTube up. But yeah, the TikTok's been going pretty well. I'm quite pleased with how that is going. I've got over 500 followers now and a sufficient amount of likes as well. I think I've got like 3,000 something odd likes, which is good. For only starting a couple of months ago, I'm quite happy with that. There's been a, I've got like a little following base, which is nice. It's nice to know that I'm helping people with the TikToks. So go and check that out as well. If you're not on TikTok, or you are on TikTok and you don't follow me, then go and check it out. If you've been passed on to the podcast from my TikTok, then thanks very much for joining us. It's totally much appreciated. Spread the word, please. We're looking for more followers to start having a listen to the EAEM podcast, because that is the way that I'm wanting to go. I need to also have a look, because, excuse me, there was a couple of sponsors that I was going to add on. But they've never got back to me, so I wanted to see if they have got back to me, because I've got the Samaritans, like the Samaritans haven't got back to me yet. And I mean, I would really love to be promoting the Samaritans, because I think that they're a great cause. But I don't know whether I'm just promoting the Samaritans, or whether I'm doing something else with them. So until they email me back, then I'm not too sure. I did go and try and talk to Martin Velt as well, but they haven't got back to me either. So we'll see what happens there. I wonder if it's got like a proper email address. Yeah, I might do that. I might contact her and see what she's saying, and see whether we can get something sorted there, so that we can start supporting them. Because it's an absolutely a great cause, just like C-Fine as well. So I think I am gonna go run a bath. I've got some other things that I need to be getting doing as well before. But again, thanks very much for tuning in. Sorry these haven't been as long as they normally are. Just loads of stuff going on, basically. So remember, love big, be happy, appreciate the small things, be thankful for what you already have, and stop focusing on what you don't have. Remember, the aim of the game is to find happiness from within yourself. Peace and love as always. Ciao.